This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another blow. Another time. In the age of wonder. Another world. Another time. This life was green and good. Until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Gloss over it and pretend everything's hunky-dory in Merkel land as she imports millions more refugees. One killed, multiple injured in Hamburg knife attack, that is out of RT. One person has been killed and several others injured in a bloody knife attack at a supermarket in Hamburg, Germany. According to local police, the suspect has been arrested. However, officials have declined to comment on a possible motive. Oh, gee, I wonder. No possible motive suspected here, despite the fact that the eyewitnesses on the scene said that this individual shouted, you guessed it, Allah Akbar, during the rampage. So we have at least one person dead right now, several injured. It looks like the suspect has thankfully been apprehended. It looks like yet another Islamic terror attack in Merkel land. Land of 2 million plus refugees, economic migrants in reality, since 2015, and just look at what is happening. We're going to get more into that later in regards to the migrant crisis, because there is just a deluge of news on that. Also breaking at this hour, though, this is also out of RT, North Korea believed to have conducted new missile test. North Korea is believed to have conducted a new missile test, Japanese national public broadcaster NHK reported today. Citing government officials, it looks like it landed in the Sea of Japan once again. Whether this will be the spark that entails new military action potentially against North Korea, we'll wait and see. Usually doesn't, does it? It usually just drags on until the next missile incident and nothing really happens. Tensions continue to simmer, but that is also breaking at this hour. Now, one of the top stories up on Infowars.com right now is a new development on a story we've been tracking all week. The headline is, Pastor Confirms Plot to Take Out Trump is Physical. As the deep state democratic coup against the legitimately elected president intensifies, we have more details on this potential assassination plot against the president being cooked up from within the dark underbelly of the deep state. This is, of course, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, who appeared on the show with Alex a couple of days ago, after he went public with how he was told by a senior Republican congressman of a plot to, quote, take out President Trump in the near future. Now, he's made it even more explicit in these new comments that that meant to physically remove the president, not through indictment, not through impeachment, not through some kind of political protest, to physically remove the president. He went on to talk about the John Hinckley Jr. assassination attempt against Ronald Reagan, how that changed Ronald Reagan's direction back in the 80s. So again, whether this supposed assassination plot, and we've been talking about this story for months now, given how the media, given how the dominant culture is placing this in the public's mind, that this is inevitable that someone will try and assassinate Donald Trump, given that build-up, given that lead-up, could we see an attempt in the near future? That's what a lot of people are warning about, including this prominent pastor who now has confirmed that this threat, this plan, was physical. Of course, he was interrogated to some extent by the Secret Service after he made these comments. He actually made them over a week ago. It only really intensified when Infowars.com picked up the story, but he's now confirming that that is a physical plot. We'll be back after the break with more news.
Infowars. Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is finally back at the InfoWars store. You can get 25% off the regular price for a limited time only at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a national emergency. Important instructions will follow.
Shots fired.
This message is transmitted at the request of the President of the United States of America and the Office of Homeland Security. In compliance with the United Nations, the President of the United States has declared martial law. Curfew is now in place. Return to your homes. Any congregation of 2 or more people outside of your homes will result in you being arrested on site. Anyone possessing a firearm or any item or instrument that can be used as a weapon will be deemed an enemy of the state and will be arrested on site. UN peacekeeping garrisons have severed all data transmissions and telephone communications for national security. Any violation of martial law will result in immediate arrests and trial for treason. All traitors will be shot. America is now engaged in civil war.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We are live. This is the Alex Jones Show with me, Paul Joseph Watson. Now, what's the biggest story in the United States right now? Is it the fight, the three-way would-be cage match between Scaramucci, Bannon, and Reince Priebus? No. Is it the Russian collusion nothing burger? No. It's actually This, which has received no attention whatsoever from any other mainstream network than Fox News, despite the fact that this is clearly the most intriguing, the most potentially damaging, the biggest story that has emerged this week. This is out of Gateway Pundit to set the scene. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, absolute wreck, barely able to function since Imran Awan arrest. Now, to give you the backstory, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, former head of the DNC, employed Pakistani IT staffers and brothers who were paid over $4 million over the course of their employment, even though they were accused of a cyber security breach. Number of other criminal accusations against one of the brothers as well, which we'll get into later. Imran Awan was arrested after he attempted to flee the US after wiring approximately $300,000 to Pakistan. And again, Fox News is the only cable network covering this huge scandal. When Imran Awan was arrested, he was carrying $12,000 of cash on him. That's not suspicious at all. His wife was carrying $12,000 of cash as well when she fled the country. So basically, these individuals had high security access to the DNC computers. They had the password to Wasserman Schultz's iPad. They had direct access to all that. The guy smashed his hard drive before the FBI was able to descend on him. This is a massive scandal. Now it turns out, and we're going to get to this clip in a moment, that this has ties to the Muslim Brotherhood, with these individuals potentially colluding with a terrorist organization while having direct access, secure access to the DNC. You want to talk about collusion with a foreign power? You want to talk about collusion with a foreign terrorist entity? This is it, right here. There's more evidence for this than there is for Russian collusion and Donald Trump, yet that is the story they're talking about on CNN. They didn't touch this. Now we go back to March, and we've got this video clip lined up when this investigation first emerged, bearing in mind she actually employed these guys after this, for months afterwards. The headline, the original Daily Caller headline from back in March, Wasserman Schultz threatened police chief for gathering evidence on her IT staffer's alleged crimes. Debbie Wasserman Schultz threatened the chief of the U.S. Capitol Police with, quote, consequences for holding equipment that she says belonged to her. And again, this, bearing in mind this is before the evidence of them smashing up hard drives came out, that she says belongs to her in order to build a criminal case against a Pakistani staffer suspected of massive cybersecurity breaches involving funneling sensitive congressional data off-site, not only off-site, but now it turns out potentially directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. The Florida lawmaker used her position on the committee that sets the police force's budget to press its chief to relinquish the piece of evidence in what could be considered using her authority to attempt to interfere with a criminal investigation. No scandal about that back in March. Now this has blown up. Let's go back to March and play that clip where Wasserman Schultz directly threatens the Capitol Police with, quote, consequences if they don't drop this. Here's the clip.
It is not, under my understanding, the Capitol Police is not able to confiscate members' equipment when the member is not under investigation. It is their equipment, and it's supposed to be returned.
Well, I think there's extenuating circumstances in this case, and I think that, you know, working through my counsel and, you know, the necessary personnel, if that in fact is the case, and with the permission of through the investigation, then we'll return the equipment. But until that's accomplished, I can't return the equipment.
I think you're violating the rules when you conduct your business that way, and should expect that there will be consequences.
There you have it. Consequences. 4 months later, this guy has smashed up his hard drive. He's fled the country after wiring nearly $300,000 from the Congressional Federal Credit Union to Pakistan. Now we're finding out he has links, direct links with the Muslim Brotherhood. She employed him for months after this investigation began. Here's another headline out of Gateway Pundit. That's weird. Wasserman Schultz paid Imran Awan for 5 months after he was banned from house computers. Why is she still employing this guy? Multiple criminal charges leveled against him. Now he's wired $300,000. He's tried to flee the country. He smashed up his hard drives. What on earth is going on here? Why is nobody reporting on this? Three brothers who managed office IT for government officials were relieved of their duties in February on suspicion that they accessed specific computer networks without permission, also known as hacking. And again, remember the entire hysteria we've had for the past six, seven, 8 months is Russia hacked the DNC. Well, here we have individuals with direct ties to terrorist organizations, also with direct access to the DNC, literally with the passwords. This is the biggest scandal since Seth Rich. It's getting no attention whatsoever, nowhere near the attention it should have received. Debbie Wasserman Schultz continued to pay Imran Awan for 5 months for IT services after he was banned from house computers. According to reports earlier this week, Imran Awan was still employed by Wasserman Schultz after his arrest on Monday night. David Damron, spokesman for Wasserman Schultz, told Fox News reporter Chad Pergram that Awan was terminated on Tuesday. 5 months after this came out, he was still employed by her. So why was Imran still being paid? Wasserman Schultz has some explaining to do. Fast forward to last night, where Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer appeared on Tucker Carlson's show, hosted by fill-in host Laura Ingram. Just when you thought the case surrounding the Awan brothers could not get any darker, a new piece of news emerges. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer revealed to Laura Ingram that Pakistani IT staffers were sending sensitive information to the Muslim Brotherhood. Let's go to the clip.
So that's why the Capitol Hill police rolled in saying there's something wrong here. And now the FBI has rolled in. And let me give you the big takeaway here. It looks like a foreign intelligence service may be the recipient of all this and something called the Muslim Brotherhood.
So, the Muslim Brotherhood?
The Muslim Brotherhood.
They're going to really say it's conspiracy theory
really
now.
Really conspiracy now, but that's where apparently all this has been going in law enforcement. That's why the FBI is now investigating beyond the
waterfall. Well, these brothers have been kicking around Capitol Hill in various capacities
for
IT,
right.
But they essentially were blacklisted by most of the other Democrats, correct?
Right.
But yet she gave them a home.
She gave
Very
them a home.
Interesting.
And they actually suspended most of their access in February of this year, and she kept them on anyway. So
she's just a very nice person. Apparently it's a jobs program
over
there at the DNC.
$300,000 being kicked over to Pakistan finally was the straw that broke the camel's back.
But his wife is gone. She's safely over there in Pakistan. Keep covering it for us. Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer, thank you so much.
So there you have it. Direct connections feeding intel to the Muslim Brotherhood while having secure high-level access within the DNC, wiring $300,000 to Pakistan, smashing up hard drives. Bear in mind the Muslim Brotherhood is basically the umbrella, the parent organization for terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda and Hamas. Looks like these guys are working for them, and they're running Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the DNC's IT. With direct password to her iPad to all the secure systems. How is that not a massive foreign government, foreign terrorist organization collusion scandal? That is absolutely huge. That is a giant scandal, bigger than anything that's come out of this Russia-Trump collusion investigation. It's being covered nowhere. Fox News, and that is it. I mean, the conservative media, the online media, have been talking about it all week, relentlessly, trying to push it into the headlines, trying to force the likes of CNN just to cover it, even if it's to dismiss it. Nothing whatsoever. Now, this gets even more bizarre because Imran Awan's attorney actually came out, his defense, even after the smashed up hard drives, wiring $300,000 to Pakistan, the links to the Muslim Brotherhood, him and his wife carrying $12,000 in cash through an airport, or attempting to, even after all that, and all the other criminal charges against him, he blamed Islamophobia. Yes, you guessed it. None of that is evidence. Ignore all that. No, the reason he's being persecuted, the reason he's being arrested, is because of Islamophobia, the right wing, and wait for it, Pizzagate. Yes, he actually mentioned Pizzagate as one of the reasons for this guy being arrested. That's his lawyer's defense. None of these charges are true. None of it even exists. The only reason he's being persecuted is because of Islamophobia. Once again, they turn to identity politics, literally, to try to wriggle out of criminal charges, a massive scandal involving foreign collusion, deep access to the IT systems of the DNC, and even collusion with a foreign terrorist group. Absolutely huge scandal. There's more on this, and we're going to get to that after the break. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. Breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away. We'll be back.
It's time to get greedy. A real zinc shortage is upon us. The Wall Street Journal says zinc supplies are down to 3 weeks. Mine supply is struggling to meet demand. And no major discoveries in the last 22 years. What's it mean for you? Keith Neumeyer, who's made hundreds of millions investing in hard asset mining plays, is making his biggest call yet. Download a special zinc report at futuremoneytrends.com/Z. Don't wait. Get your special zinc report today at futuremoneytrends.com/Z.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Today I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Show coming up in the next segment. We have Roger Stone joining us with huge breaking news. regarding all things President Trump. We're going to get into that. We're also going to get back to the huge scandal regarding the Pakistani IT staffer arrested after having been smashed his hard drive, tried to wire $300,000 to Pakistan, was actually successful in doing so. First, I want to tell you about the last week of July specials. It's absolutely crucial that you support us here at Infowars.com by getting the products. We're under constant media assault. Your support has enabled us to grow, to thrive, even in the face of this daily onslaught, which we don't even talk about. I mean, there is such a deluge of hit pieces every single day, we don't even get the chance to talk about them. And why should we? Why should we always be on the defensive? We should get on the offensive. And we've been able to remain on the offensive with the help of you getting the products. Absolutely gigantic discounts available at InfoWarsStore.com. Now is the time to stock up, because next week these discounts are all going to be gone. This is basically the final call over the next couple of days to get these discounts. 57% off Super Female Vitality. That's come down to just $29.95. 66% off. Absolutely whopping discount. Silver Bullet, which is just $9.95 right now at InfoWarsStore.com. You've got the Strawberry Caveman, which is 25% off. The Caveman Combo Chocolate and Strawberry, 25% off. Pro Pure Traveler, that's 30% off. Absolutely huge. The Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off, just $14.95. Frosty Guard, 33% off. And you can get Conservatism is the New Counterculture mugs, now discounted at 33% off. These are quality, chunky coffee mugs, guaranteed to start conversations, guaranteed to trigger leftists. It's a win-win, no matter which way you look at it. Again, 33% off the Conservatism is the New Counterculture coffee mugs at InfoWarsStore.com, as well as all those other huge discounts available right now. Please support us. Take advantage of the free shipping store-wide, free shipping on absolutely everything at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we were talking about the break, before the break, about the Pakistani IT staffers, one of whom has now been arrested by the FBI after having wired nearly $300,000 to Pakistan, after having smashed up his hard drives, numerous criminal charges against him. Again, he was working with and had direct access to the DNC's computers with Debbie Wasserman Schultz, had her passwords. Now the link to the terrorist umbrella organization, the Muslim Brotherhood, has emerged. Oh, but the real reason he's being persecuted, according to his lawyer, is Islamophobia. That's right. They even mentioned Pizzagate, which is kind of ironic given this next story from Gateway Pundit. Headline, it gets worse. Wasserman Schultz IT staffer Imran Awan subscribed to paedophile-centric YouTube channels. Oh, really? So he's blaming Pizzagate, which was a scandal, an alleged scandal about paedophiles, and this guy is subscribed to paedophile-centric YouTube channels. How ironic. With each passing day, we learn more and more about the dark and murky past of Pakistan IT staffer Imran Awan. The former employee of Debbie Wasserman Schultz is not only being accused of stealing hardware from ranking Democrats and sending sensitive intel to foreign groups like the Muslim Brotherhood, but it now appears Awan may be interested in watching paedophile-centric YouTube videos. They actually went and looked, and it's, you can do this with anyone who owns a YouTube account. You can look at who they subscribe to. It's a function that can't be hidden, as far as I'm aware. Pretty stupid that he didn't try to hide it or didn't try to just unsubscribe from these channels, because they're basically disgusting. YouTuber Tracy Beans has discovered that the Pakistani DNC IT staffer arrested Monday night for bank fraud while attempting to flee the country was a fan of several pedo-centric YouTube channels, including one featured on Comedy Central's Tosh.0 program. Imran Awan, the longtime employee and friend of Wasserman Schultz, subscribe to YouTube channel Seven Super Girls, which has over 12 billion views and features children performing in sexualized bits. So as far as I know, these are basically these channels which Google has made moves to shut down, or at least they've been under pressure to shut down, where it's basically sanitized child porn. It's children engaged in sexualized situations. This guy was subscribed to these channels while his lawyer blames conspiracy theorists who complain about Pizzagate paedophiles. He's actually subscribed to proto-paedophile YouTube channels. Absolutely insane situation. This is a huge scandal. It has ties into everything. We're learning more every single day. CNN, ABC, MSNBC refuse to cover it. We'll be back after the break with Roger Stone. Don't go anywhere. Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
On Chip's bicycle, on a hillside yesterday.
We're live on The Alex Jones Show. Top of the next hour, we've got Tommy Robinson coming on. Of course, a regular guest. I'm excited to talk to him again. It's been a while. But for the moment, we have another man who needs no introduction. The website is stonecoldtruth.com. It's Roger Stone. Roger, before the break, I was talking about this huge scandal that no one is covering besides Fox News. We have Debbie Wasserman Schultz's former IT staffer at the DNC, and she only fired him after he was arrested. Months after all these criminal charges were against him, he wires $300,000 to Pakistan. He's found with smashed up hard drives. This is a guy who has direct access to the IT servers at the DNC. He's colluding potentially with a foreign government. He's colluding potentially, as Tony Schaefer said last night, with the Muslim Brotherhood terrorist organization. How on earth Is this not a bigger scandal? How on earth have the likes of CNN been able to ignore this huge story?
You're absolutely right, Paul. It was extraordinary. In fact, it's even slightly worse than you depicted it. After the Capitol Hill police launched their investigation into these two Pakistani brothers, Deborah Wasserman Schultz changed their classification from consultants to employees of the House of Representatives to ensure that they would continue to have access to the House of Representatives' computer system. So she has abetted whatever they were up to. She refuses to take questions. She berated the Capitol Hill police chief for launching the investigation, demanding a return of the hard drives from her office. Interestingly, she also introduced these two brothers to 19 other Democratic members of Congress who then opened their IT contracts to them, meaning that they burrowed deep into the Democratic caucus, getting access to all of that information, including, obviously, financial information, because the Capitol Hill police investigation was a bank fraud, a electronic, you know, wire theft investigation. But where is the Washington Post? Where is the New York Times? Where is CNN? This is as if it didn't even happen. Fortunately, it appears Republicans will nominate Carla Spaulding, Haitian-American Republican woman, who is a registered nurse, has a master's degree, a single mother with three children, very attractive, very articulate, Liberty Republican. Like the race against Maxine Waters, this is going to be about corruption rather than ideology.
Now, I want to talk about the whole Scaramucci controversy which arose last night out of this New Yorker magazine interview. Claims flying on both sides that it should have been off the record. Of course, the New Yorker writer says it was on the record. With Scaramucci throwing shade at Bannon, you've got this kind of three-way would-be cage match going on between Bannon, Reince Priebus, and Scaramucci. You've got Breitbart siding with Jeff Sessions, siding against Scaramucci. Where do you see the breakdown? Is this going to split Trump's base? What's going on with this clash of personalities right now?
Well, at 2 p.m. today, I'm going to have an exclusive report for InfoWars breaking this down in even greater detail because, in all honesty, Paul, the situation changes literally by the minute. But so our listeners can understand the battle lines, this is really a two-way fight. Steve Bannon, for reasons that don't really make sense to me, has aligned himself with Reince Priebus and the pragmatist wing of the Trump White House, the so-called Republican establishment loyalists, where Andrew Dice Scaramucci, as we now call him, really stands for undiluted Trumpism, the quaint notion that perhaps we should be appointing people to federal office who are Trump supporters rather than Bush supporters. Bannon, as you know, has, although putting some of the anti-globalist themes before the president, helping him in that regard, has aligned himself on personnel matters largely with the hapless Priebus, who is now known among many members of the White House staff by the nickname Rancid Penis. It is really breaking down to be a fight between the loyalists to Trump and the pragmatists who Bannon has sadly thrown in with. Meanwhile, I think Reince Priebus's position hangs by a thread. I don't expect him to survive much longer than a day or two. And the real question is, where will the president go in his selection of an alternative? Will he elevate Scaramucci himself to the chief of staff position? Will he choose someone like David Urban, who ran the Pennsylvania campaign, a decorated war veteran and longtime Capitol Hill veteran known for his savvy and his fierce loyalty to Donald Trump? Or will he turn to General Jack Kelly, who would appear on paper to have the administrative skills for this position, but who has ties to the globalists and who is one of the major proponents of the reignition of the war on drugs by the police state? This situation literally changing by the moment. And then, sadly, I must tell you, there is the outside kind of dark horse candidate, Dina Habib Powell. Just not clear that the president understands her real pedigree and her status as a globalist with ties to Valerie Jarrett, Huma Abedin, and Condi Rice.
Now, I mean, these situations are always fluid because, as we've seen before, President Trump listens to advice from all corners. He can't possibly know everything, which is why these situations are subject to change. Where does Jeff Sessions stand in all this? Because, of course, Breitbart has vociferously come out and defended him over the past few days. Trump has gone after Sessions to some extent on Twitter. Some of Trump's base say that's a mistake. Obviously, Trump's disenfranchised, disillusioned with Sessions to some extent. Where do you see this going?
Well, the president, I think, is right to be disillusioned with Jeff Sessions. We know that the super-secret FISA court rendered essentially a decision at the very end of the Obama administration, which certified without any question the mass surveillance of tens of thousands of Americans, including yours truly, for strictly political purposes. We weren't being surveilled because we were in touch with foreign powers or because we were engaged in subversive activities. We were being surveilled because we were for Donald Trump, because we are Republicans. And this is a crime 10 times worse than Watergate, and it implicates not only Mr. Clapper, former CIA Director John O, Islamic man Brennan, Admiral Rogers, Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice, and yes, I think we have to assume Barack Obama himself. What did the president know, and when did he know it? This happened on his watch. It is unlikely that he did not know about the widespread, unconstitutional, illegal, willful spying on American citizens. Now, the question is, where is Jeff Sessions? Why has he done nothing about this? Attorneys I have spoken to who are an expert in the area tell me this is a slam dunk criminal indictment, that you could take the FISA court document to any grand jury and have an afternoon indictment of all of its culprits. Yet Sessions is missing in action. He's done nothing. Then you have the question of Bill and Hillary Clinton and their money scam, the Clinton Foundation. It's not a charity. It was a slush fund for Bill and Hillary and their greedy little daughter. And as you know, Paul, it was the vehicle for the facilitation of multi-million dollar bribes pertaining to the direct sale of government decisions, such as the transfer of control of much of the country's uranium to the Russians. There's the banking scandal, the gas scandal. Once again, Jeff Sessions missing in action. On the other hand, Sessions seems to be dedicated to arresting pot smokers. Anybody in the 29 states that have legalized marijuana for medicinal purposes are in grave danger because Jeff Sessions seems to think that that is a priority, notwithstanding the fact that candidate Trump said very clearly during the campaign that he favored states' rights on this question. Although he himself does not support the use of marijuana, he respected the rights of the states and the people in those states to make that decision. So one has to wonder, has Sessions been compromised? I must tell you, with their slipping readership and their lack of leadership, I don't think Breitbart has the kind of impact that they had back when Bannon was at the helm. Frankly, they have been supplanted by InfoWars as the leading voice of liberty in the nation's capital.
There does seem to be a struggle over editorial control taking place at Breitbart. They seem to be going off in several different directions at different times. With Sessions, he could have been influenced, as you said. Of course, you've got the Obama holdovers, the never-Trumpers working directly against Trump. Then you've got others which probably fall into the category of, you know, deer in the headlights, where they're not really vehemently acting as bulldogs for the Trump agenda. They're not getting on the offensive as they should be doing. That's what Scaramucci was brought in to do. He's going after the leakers. We have this headline up on Infowars.com. Report: top FBI lawyer James A. Baker under investigation for leaking classified info to media. FBI General Counsel James Baker, a Comey confidant, is allegedly under a criminal investigation by the Department of Justice for leaking classified information to the media. Roger, is it going to take someone to be put in prison for a very long time for these leaks to dry up overnight? Is that what it's going to take, and is Scaramucci the man to get it done?
Well, I appreciate the sentiment of what Anthony is trying to do. However, the history, as you know, Paul, of finding the leakers by any of our recent presidents has been unsuccessful. It's virtually impossible to find out who leaked much of this material. What then happens is those seeking the leakers begin utilizing surveillance and wiretapping, as it used to be known, to find them. Before long, we are as bad as they are, and civil liberties begin to be violated in a wholesale manner that still never ferrets out those quislings who are leaking the information. Far better, it seems to me, for Sessions to focus on the prosecution of those involved in the Obama surveillance, as well as the Clinton Foundation. Nothing would destabilize the left more than throwing Barack Obama in prison where he belongs. Nothing would destabilize the left more than the federal marshals kicking in the doors at 5 a.m. to arrest Jarrett, Rogers, Clapper, Brennan, et al. This is really the answer, in my view, to getting off of defense, getting on offense, and bringing the fight to the radical left. Now, in the meantime, I have learned, and I will expand upon this, that Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general, who on his own volition appointed Robert Mueller a special prosecutor, a special counsel in this case, when no one was clamoring for a special counsel, and when, more importantly, there was no evidence of a crime to have a special counsel investigate. So it seems that Robert Mueller's job is to find a crime where none exists as a pretext for the removal of Donald Trump. Where, you may ask, did Mr. Rosenstein come from? How did he get to the Trump Justice Department, given his background as a Bush-Clinton operative? It can now be revealed that it was Reince Priebus, who is the advocate for the hiring of Mr. Rosenstein, on the recommendation of, I hope you're sitting down, Congressman Elijah Cummings from Baltimore, the black left-wing Democrat with an IQ of around 70. Considered by many the single dumbest member of Congress. He doesn't seem to be sure where Russia is, never mind the United States. Now, why, during the transition, would Priebus take a recommendation from Elijah Cummings? It makes no sense whatsoever. Cummings is among the president's most virulent critics, yet that is Rosenstein's patron in this administration. Someone has to question what Mr. Priebus could have been thinking of.
So you're saying that the appointment of Mueller links directly back to Priebus, and that he potentially knew that by appointing Mueller, this special investigation would lead to the attempted impeachment of Donald Trump, and that the never-Trumpers, the traitors inside the administration, knew that from the very beginning, and that they were potentially behind it.
It's clear that the appointment of Rosenstein tracks directly back to Reince Priebus. Now, it's impossible, of course, for Priebus to know everything. Perhaps he didn't know that Rosenstein would take the opportunity of Jeff Sessions' recusal to appoint a special prosecutor whose only intent is to take Donald Trump down. If you look at the front page of USA Today, it reiterates that Mueller is now going to be looking at real estate transactions and developments of Donald Trump in the period prior to his being a candidate for public office, prior to his entering American politics. And the relevance of that would be what? That's not his charge. That's not the mandate that he's been given. I think it demonstrates that this is just an illegitimate effort to take the president down, no matter what.
And that is the subject of an article today. Is Trump entering a kill box? By Pat Buchanan, where he makes the argument that Trump has been backed into a corner. As he said, Mueller has gone way beyond the Russian collusion. He's not even basically interested in the Russian collusion at this point. He's talking about investigating any financial transaction involving Trump. He's going to try and dig up something. They're going to blow it all out of proportion. And that's the way. This is about bringing down Trump, Roger. This has nothing whatsoever anymore to do with Russian collusion, right?
Absolutely. I think that nails it right on the head. The entire Russian collusion delusion has collapsed. They have nothing. The meeting of Donald Trump Jr., the avid follower of InfoWars and a true patriot, turns out to be a total setup. We now have photos of this woman, Russian lawyer, in John McCain's office. We have photos of her attending Clinton demonstrations. We now know that the FBI, under Comey, let her into the country where she had no visa so she could have this meeting. Can you say set up? Because that's what this smells like more and more.
Now, I want to get your take after the break, Roger, about Obamacare, the so-called Obamacare repeal. We have this headline out of CNS News: Trump, 3 Republicans and 48 Democrats let the American people down. In a 2 a.m. tweet Friday after the Senate failed to pass the so-called skinny health care bill, President Trump said, quote, 3 Republicans and 48 Democrats let the American people down. As I said from the beginning, let Obamacare implode, then deal. Watch. I'm going to get Roger Stone's take on that after the break. I'm also going to talk to him about Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, who says he was told of a plot to take out President Trump physically. Going to get Roger's take on that. This is the Alex Jones Show Live. We'll be back after the break. Breaking news at InfoWars.com. Don't go away.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
MycoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have the California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of MycoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MycoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, or you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Yeah.
Live on the Alex Jones Show. This is the final segment with Roger Stone. Roger, I just wanted to get your quick take on Obamacare, because we had the so-called skinny repeal attempt last night. A lot of people, of course, said it was completely pointless, but John McCain and others managed to sink it. What's your take on that?
Well, the American people, I think, have to be profoundly disappointed. And now what we're going to get is a classic pointing match where the president blames the Congress and the Congress attempt to blame the president. I see an opportunity politically for the president to run against the Congress as Harry Truman did in 1948 as the do-nothing Congress. It's not a lack of leadership on the part of the president. It's a lack of responsiveness by the Senate Republicans. A classic example, the president has to begin punishing the establishment Republicans. We have a special election coming up in Alabama where Mitch McConnell has the hammer lock on the president, squeezing him for the endorsement of establishment candidate Luther Strange. The president should reject that and should make it clear that he will support challengers to sitting Republican senators who will not get on board for the Trump reform agenda. Franklin Roosevelt did this, and it's essential that President Trump do it. He is not a creature of the Republican Party. He is a creature of the American people. And if he makes it clear that he's prepared to visit Alaska and will campaign against Lisa Murkowski, that he is prepared to weigh in, there is no evidence that there's any lack of popularity of the president among grassroots Republican primary voters. I recently saw a poll in Alabama, again, where the president's approval rating among Republican primary voters was at 90%. He has more leverage at this point in the Republican Party than those in the congressional wing of the party who have betrayed him on the question of health care.
Okay, I know you got to get off, Roger. We're going to leave it there. The website is stonecoldtruth.com. We'll speak to you again, Roger. Thanks for joining us today.
I will be back at 2 with an exclusive update on the inter-White House conference and the struggle for power inside the Trump administration.
Okay, we'll be sure to look for that on Infowars.com later today. There goes Roger Stone. Just before we hit the next break, I want to tell you about the great specials we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because for a limited time only, we have free shipping on absolutely everything. And when you combine that with the great discounts, that really is a huge saving. Free shipping on the entire InfoWars Store catalog, absolutely everything, supplements, water filters, gear seats, DVDs and books, free shipping and massive discounts. It is the last week of the July specials, where we have as much as 66% off on some products like Silver Bullet, which is available for just $9.95 right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the Pro Pure Traveler. We have the toothpaste. We have Knockout, Prostagard, massive savings. We're under massive attack. We rely on you to bolster us, to keep us going, to take on the mainstream media, because we don't have the same sources of funding that they have. We only have this megaphone, this bullhorn. And, of course, it's all thanks to you getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take advantage of those specials today. Going back to what's happened in Hamburg, we have another terror attack in Europe. This is out of the London Evening Standard. Hamburg attack, man shouting, Allah Akbar, kills one person, now injures four, because they said, oh, who knows what the motive could have been? Even though it was reported within minutes that he was shouting Allah Akbar, they're still saying, oh, who knows? Who knows? Not the religion of peace striking again, surely. Absolutely insane situation in Merkelland. We'll get into that more with Tommy Robinson in the next hour. Infowars.com. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.